Have you ever heard anyone say mental health affect performance? We hear it all the time in sports. But what if that's not the real issue? What if the real problem isn't just the athlete, but the environment they are in? Mental health plays a very important role in athletic performance, especially for college athletes who face high levels of pressure from both academics and sports. The athletic environment itself can add to this pressure and make it harder for athletes to succeed both mentally and physically. Hello everyone, my name is Isan Peart and welcome to my podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about mental health in college sports, but instead of just focusing on the athletes, let's look into how coaches and admins can create better systems and cultures that support mental well-being. Because just recognizing the problem is not enough, we have to change the culture around it. Research has shown that athletes often struggle with anxiety, stress, depression, and sleeping, which can negatively affect their performance. College athletes are dealing with so much more than just their sports. As a college athlete myself, I can attest to that. Because I have to juggle academics, training, traveling, competition, pressure to perform, and other issues that arise like becoming homesick because I'm far away from family, or just trying to fit in and understand a whole new culture. This can become very draining at times. But the issue is not just about the athlete. It is the environment the athletes are in. In many sports programs, the athletes are expected to be mentally tough, which often means pushing through pain, not showing emotions, and continuing to perform even when they are struggling mentally or physically. This creates an environment where the athletes feel like they cannot speak up or ask for help because it might be seen as weakness. Some coaches and programs may focus more on performance, winning, and just results in general, rather than the athlete's overall well-being. Because of this, athletes can feel constant pressure to meet expectations without enough support. Over time, this kind of environment can lead to burnout, low confidence, and feelings of isolation. Instead of helping the athletes succeed, it can actually set them up for stress, distress, or even failure. Why the system is the issue? One of the biggest issues is that we treat mental health like it's all on the individual instead of seeing it as something shaped by the environment. We often tell athletes to stay strong, stay focused, or be resilient. But how often are they actually in environments that help them do those things? For example, if a coach only cares about winning, the athletes might feel like they cannot speak up. They might be thinking, if I say something, I'll lose playing time or I look weak. So that fear alone can stop athletes from getting the help they need, and that's where the real problem lies. Now let's talk about what needs to change. It can be simple things like changing the culture, encouraging open conversations, which is just creating a space where the athletes don't feel judged for speaking up, checking in with athletes, and just making it clear that their mental health matters just as much as their performance. Research actually shows that when coaches create supportive environments and encourage open communications, athletes feel more comfortable speaking up and perform better overall. Athletic programs should also provide better support systems, like hiring sports psychologists, having mandatory counseling sessions or mental health education, which can teach athletes coping methods and how to control their emotions. They could also educate coaches and staff on how to respond better, support athletes properly, and build healthier environments. At the end of the day, mental health in college sports shouldn't just be seen as the athlete's responsibility. It's also about the environment around them. If coaches, administrators, and programs create better environments, athletes won't just perform better. They'll be healthier, more confident, and more successful in the long run. So instead of asking, how does mental health affect athletes? We should be asking, what can we change to better support them? Because athletes are not just performers. They are people. And the environment they are in plays a huge role in how they feel and how they perform. That's the end of my podcast. I'm Issam Peart. Thank you for listening. I'm signing out.